Troy for breakfast.
And here's Troy for Bricky for your Friday, the Great Southern's Triple M. Well, as we've mentioned, and of course, we caught up with Doug from the Katanning Lions Club yesterday. Big day in Katanning on Sunday. It's the concert and markets in the park at the wonderful PC Park Amphitheatre in Katanning. Tracked him down. I found him from Murphy's Law. Chris Murphy, good morning.
G'day, Troy. How are you, mate?
Hello, mate. Hey, when was the last time you played at Katanning?
I think it was a couple of years ago. Right. So last year was the crazy COVID year. Not that this year isn't the COVID crazy COVID year, part two. So I think it probably was 2019, but it could have been 2018. So easily a couple of years, maybe a few years. Yeah.
All right. So you're bringing the whole group to Katanning on Sunday?
Yes. So Murphy's Law are coming. We've got our classic lineup is coming. The three brothers plus Sean, who's been with us for... it must be 23 years now. And Jason has been with us for 17 years. I don't even have kids that old.
Close, but no, not that old. But
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, mate, must be just good to get on out and about, really, huh?
Yeah, look, it's nice. I mean, we're all older now with families, so we don't spend a ton of time on the road. But, of course, having, all those formative years, when you're starting a band, you really cut your teeth by getting out on the road and seeing a bit of life. So for us, it's a bit more nostalgia. And, of course, my brothers and I spent a couple of years of our childhood in Katanning. So Katanning's always a bit of a soft spot for us to come home and play some music because you end up seeing, fully grown adults with kids of their own that you went to primary school with. So that's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun.
Just like coming home then, mate.
It is just like coming home. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. All right. So Sunday afternoon, what can people expect, mate?
Well, we streamline the show for Katanning, so it's really kind of, we just fire all the big stuff at them. We're renowned for doing, old school kind of Beatley Queen, crowded housey kind of thing. But, we do a bit of Bruno Mars and, a bit of the newer stuff as well. So it's a real family show, Troy. You know us.
I know you. Which brings me to, I've heard the rumour that, is there a new album on the way?
There is. Right. There is. The Murphy Brothers. We got the two separate entities these days. The Murphy Law, even though we had a few albums years ago. Murphy Brothers, we've got our second album as the Murphy Brothers coming out next Friday, actually. So a week today. We're launching that at Lyrics Underground in Maylands. And, it's our first album to be released on vinyl. Can you believe it?
On vinyl?
On vinyl, so we have CD, vinyl, and of course all your streaming platforms. But it's funny, when we made our first album, as Murphy's Law, actually, the first one was in 1995, and we'd grown up with vinyl. We were our parents were vinyl collectors. We were vinyl collectors, and then we put our first album out. You couldn't get it pressed to vinyl. Everyone was suddenly playing CD. So we've spent the last, 27 years.
Yeah.
Going one day, guys. We'll come on. This is the album. This is the album.
So what's it called?
The album's called Fall On Me.
Right.
And it's probably our best work to date, he said modestly. you've got a track there to play for us, Troy Boy.
I have, yes. Yeah, I'm going to play you. Would this be the first song off the album?
Well, it's the one we've had out to promote the album. So, I mean, you don't really put singles out anymore, but it would be the single. It's called Breakup.
Okay.
There's a video clip on YouTube. You can check it out. Check out how well we've aged.
Like a good bottle of red, I reckon.
Oh, a couple.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to play that for you very soon. So bring it out on vinyl. There you go.
Yeah, very impressive.
Special.
I know. So the three people that have still got record players can pick themselves up a copy.
I suppose with what's going on with COVID, mate, did it give you a bit more time to sort of write maybe a few more songs for the album and all that kind of thing?
Yeah. Look, I'm a reasonably avid writer anyway. Sort of probably wrote my first song before I could play an instrument very well, being completely honest, so I write pretty regularly anyway, but I'll tell you what it did give us the opportunity to do, because, musos were taken off the road indefinitely last year. It was quite a scary and depressing time if that's your livelihood, and I know I'm not alone with that. There's a lot of people that have been put off work, and it was quite frightening. So what it enabled us to, after a little period of just sit and see how this goes, Kieran, my brother, he just got us back in the studio. This isn't actually on the new album, but he wanted to revisit one of our oldest songs
right.
and do it in, you know, the 2020 version. But what they did is they worked it up without telling me. It was kind of a surprise to cheer me up. I feel like I'm choking up as I'm telling you the story. It was quite a sweet thing that he did. And I got called into the studio by the Travis, the guy that produced our album. He said, I need you to do something on this track. And I said, oh, okay, sure. So this is after, of course, restrictions were lifted and stuff. So I went down and then he played me this track and I recognised it, but it was all fresh and new and vibrant. I've gone, what's going on? He said, you're recording your song from 1993, actually, the song goes back that far. So just that you would never do that if it weren't for having a bit of time on your hands. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it was just a really wonderful thing. I think particularly the three of us brothers got to reconnect during the lockdown bit last year, and it certainly helped. There's a lovely spirit to the new record, a spirit of unity, if you will.
Yeah.
And, of course, the title track, Fall On Me, is very much about, you know, mental health and there's always someone there. You know, I think the main lyric of the song is, you know, if you're going to fall on me. You know, I'm here for you type thing. So, yeah, it all ties in quite nicely, Troy.
Fantastic, mate. No, we are chatting with Chris Murphy from Murphy's Law. Of course, the boys heading to Katanning on Sunday, part of the Concert and Markets in the Park. Get along and see Murph and the boys crank up the grass there at the concert on Sunday afternoon. Now, one last one for you, mate. I know the AFL Grand Final is in Perth next weekend.
Yes.
I don't know if you can say anything or not, but have you been asked to perform?
I turned him down, Troy.
Okay.
Wasn't enough money.
That's unlike you.
No. I'll go to the opening of an envelope. Even if it was me, I don't know. I haven't been asked.
You haven't been asked?
Perform. I've got a couple of shows either side because, of course, it's a big deal for Western Australia.
Yeah.
So there's a big week of sort of pre-game celebrations. Mm. I've got a few gigs I've been asked to perform. But as far as performing at the grand final itself, Troy, we'll have to wait and see.
We'll wait and see.
Wait and see.
Imagine, halftime entertainment, Murphy's Law. Rocking out, eh? Why not?
Oh, God, there's not much going in Western Australia.
Who's this, Bob? Who's these boys?
Yeah, Brian Adams over in Melbourne. We get Murphy's Law.
Mate, always good to chat. Hey, good luck with the new album, with the launching of that next Friday. Whereabouts again is that?
It's Lyrics Underground is the name of the venue. Lyrics Underground, it's a beautiful little concert venue in Mayland. So you can get tickets if anyone's coming up from the rural areas there and would like to come to the show. It's you can go to Austix, the website, to get tickets to that, and we'd love to see you there.
All right. Hey, mate, good luck on Sunday in Katanning. Rock on out.
Thank you, my friend. You take care of yourself.